could you introduce to our readers what JavaFX is?
So JavaFX is a new family of products from Sun that are designed to enable the delivery of high-impact network-based content to the consumers. And the first product that we're announcing as part of this new product family is JavaFX Mobile, which is a complete mobile software system that highly integrates, you know, everything from the metal on up to the application layer to enable handset manufacturers to deliver compelling experiences out to the user and to allow developers to actually target these devices with this high impact rich content, which is authored in another new product that we've announced called JavaFX Script. And JavaFX Script is a declarative script language that allows you to easily author author this content. One of the ways where this differs from how Sun has engaged with the market in the past is that we were highly focused on developing the technology and licensing that technology out to our customers. As we move forward, we've actually begun doing this over the past year, we're actually producing more solutions that are ready for the market, where we're actually producing a off-the-shelf binary implementation that you could then license from us and deploy onto your device. And certainly with JavaFX Mobile, we're taking an approach where the software system is highly integrated and ready to run as a product.
What types of applications will this enable versus just the plain J2ME stack or even MSA GSR248?
Sure. So because we're taking a complete software system view of this, it's not just about having applications that run on the device, but we're really taking an approach where we're designing this software system for advanced converging devices. And while we're initially targeting mobile devices with JavaFX Mobile, we intend on producing software systems for other devices such as digital television, and continuing to expand this technology into the desktop as well, where we can start to see applications, content, and services being available to consumers wherever they are. And so we're also, as we start looking at these convergence devices, the characteristics that are they're sort of consistent across these three screens is you're seeing more advanced architectures, more advanced processors and operating systems, and the types of functionality, it's starting to be more and more, you know, similar to what you'd see on a traditional PC. So we are, we're leveraging the fact that we now have high-speed networks. They're often IP-based, and we're looking to make available a number of the services, web, data, network-based services you would have on your PC wherever you are.
How will Sun ensure that those devices are widely available? Are you working with handset manufacturers? What other measures are you taking?
So we're currently in discussions with a number of handset manufacturers and mobile operators. We're expecting to begin working with a number of these companies in the next couple of months and expecting to have devices in market towards the end of 2008.
Now, you mentioned that you may actually do something similar on a desktop as well. What does that mean? Can you say anything about that?
So at the end of the day, what we're trying to do with JavaFX as an overall family is to bring these high-impact, rich applications and content and services to consumers wherever they are. So we want to make sure that they're available to you when you're on the road with your mobile handset, whether you're at home, perhaps using your television, or whether you're using your computer someplace. And so it's this idea that you can have a similar and consistent user experience wherever you are and access the same content and information and the same services wherever you are so that these services follow the user.
So there are companies that do have this technology already that works really well, such as Adobe with Flash. Why develop everything on your own and not partner up, for example, with them?
Sure. So the Flash technology is certainly a great tool for, authoring sort of rich multimedia types of content. What we are looking to do with JavaFX Script is to enable applications to run across a wide variety of devices and actually on the broadest number of devices possible. And because JavaFX applications authored in JavaFX Script will run on any Java-enabled device, we get to benefit from the huge install base that we have today with Java. And in addition, the one of the advantages that we have with JavaFX applications is that they can take advantage of the features and the APIs that are offered up by the Java environment, so that you can actually author applications that have much more functionality and can access more of the platform capabilities that you get in these devices. And in general, we don't think that it's a, you know, there's just one tool for the job, right? There's going to be multiple types of applications running on these devices. And we're certainly enabling existing JavaME applications, JavaFX applications. There'll be other types of applications as well. So it's not about having one way to write, but having, you know, the right ways to write your applications for the depending on the circumstance.
So what's available today, and what's the roadmap for the next 1 year?
Sure. So I believe we've made available early alpha versions of JavaFX script in the OpenJFX community. We also have plugins for NetBeans that can allow you to write applications using this. There are some demo applications available as well. In terms of JavaFX Mobile, as I mentioned before, we'll be working with a number of partners in the next couple of months to get handsets into market in 2008. And we will be also rolling out developer outreach sometime in the next 6 months to begin to work with the developer community around how you would author these applications for the devices.
Great, thanks.